The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 12. At that time Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath day, and since his disciples were hungry, they began to pluck the ripe heads and eat the grain. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing something which it is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Haven't you read what David and those that were with him did when they were hungry? How he entered into the house of God and ate the showbread, which it was not lawful for him to eat, neither for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? But I say to you that one greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And leaving there, he came to one of their synagogues. As it happened, a man who had a withered hand was there. So they questioned him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" Because they were looking for an excuse to accuse him. So he said to them, "Who is there among you who, having one sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will not grab it and lift it out? Of how much more value, then, is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it was restored whole as the other one. But the Pharisees left and spoke against him among themselves, plotting how they might destroy him. Then Jesus, perceiving it, withdrew from there. But many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to reveal where he was. In this way, that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "Look, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is very pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not strive, nor cry aloud, neither will anyone hear his voice in the public squares. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, until he victoriously removes the sentence of condemnation, and the Gentiles will hope in his name." That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. Then someone both blind and dumb, who was possessed with a demon, was brought to him, and he healed him, with the result that the dumb man spoke and saw. So all the crowds were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons." But knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter into the house of the strong man and steal his goods, unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he that does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither in this age nor in that which is to come." Start Dyer Commentary. The age which is to come is the kingdom age, or the millennium, not eternity. End Dyer Commentary. Either the tree must be good and its fruit good, or the tree must be worthless and its fruit worthless. For a tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. The good man, out of his good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. And I say to you that every idle word that a man speaks, he will give account for it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, but no sign will be given it, but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the large fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up to testify at the judgment of this generation and will condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. But look, someone greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will stand up to testify at the judgment of this generation and will condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And look, someone greater than Solomon is here. But when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but cannot find it. Then he says, I will return to my house, where I came from. And when he returns, he finds it empty, swept, and decorated. Then he goes and brings with him 7 other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and live there. So the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. This is just how it will be with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers stood outside, seeking to speak to him. And someone said to him, Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak with you. But he answered and said to him who told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? Then he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, Look, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and mother. This is the end of Matthew chapter 12.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.